Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Nap is over.
And now we're getting ready for our next segment. And this is a person I always enjoy interviewing and welcoming to the show. And it never fails that my grandson always helps me introduce Judy. About 2 weeks ago, I was, which I know I do very often, babysitting him, and his nightlight went out. So he came to the stairs and called me up, and I said, "What do you want now?" So anyway, I go into the room. His nightlight is out. I said, "What can I get for you?" So I said, his father had a flashlight. I said, "What do you think would be the best light?" He says, "Fire." I said, "Fire? Why?" "Because the fire never goes out. It'll just keep going and getting bigger and bigger." I said, "Well, you don't put a fire on in your room." And that was it.
So you want to make sure that.
Yeah. So I gave him the nightlight, and that was the end of it. And again, when I think, I knew Judy was coming on, and I'm saying to myself, what Judy did, she ignited a fire in the town of North Hempstead. And it continues to grow, and it's getting stronger, and it's just consuming in a positive way everything around. And the last election proved it, but it's every day everybody she comes in contact with. So it's always an honor to have you on the show, and you're welcome anytime. And it's like, I have to thank Lucas for all these little tidbits. You know, it's like, wow, that's good. I'm using that one.
I think a lot.
I'm not putting a fire in the room, but we're going to have a fire right here.
A lot of people are happy that you decided not to go forward and a different path as far as your political career goes.
You know, thank you for saying that. I appreciate that. That was the first of all, hello.
Hello. You know,
it's always such a pleasure to be here with you, John. And it seems that when I'm here, Otto, you are very often the co-host. And I love that because you always have such interesting questions.
Otto does
your
his homework.
Job. Yes, he does. But it's a light to be able to be here. And so I just want to say, you know, and it was, you know, we don't have to pussyfoot around it. It was, you know, I was being urged to run for the congressional seat that Steve Israel, who does such a wonderful job, is vacating. And people kept saying, "Oh, you know, we want you to run." And I kept saying, "No, I really love what I'm doing." And it was just something that kept going. So I want to just say once and for all, I am so happy and proud to be the supervisor of the town of North Hempstead. And I feel such a commitment to all of the, you know, we're a family. And I'm not leaving my family until they want me to leave. So that's another story.
The word commitment, I think, is very important because there are people who get into positions such as yours who kind of, it's a stepping stone. Very clearly, that's what they use it for. And I think it's nice to have somebody in your position who is committed to doing what they're doing, you know, as opposed to kind of using it as another tool to get to where they really want to go.
No, you're stuck with me. I'm here.
But that also comes across.
That's what John
in
was
everything
saying.
You do. A couple of updates that I know are important for the people. The yes. Valentine dances. Unfortunately, the weather messed Valentine's up.
It really did. We've been so fortunate that this year, although we did have a big blizzard that dumped almost 2 feet of snow on our town, we haven't had that many snow events. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, all the events seem to be centered around the days that we were planning our Valentine Day dances. And I know how much I look forward to them, and certainly I know how much the seniors look forward to them. So we wanted to err on the side of safety. We didn't want anybody coming out of their house and putting themselves in jeopardy. The streets were icy, the roads, you know, still, although they were plowed, it would have caused some difficulty for many people to get to the dances. So what we've done is we have rescheduled these get-togethers, and I don't know what they're calling them. They're not going to be Valentine's Day parties, but Spring Fling. Christina. Yes, Spring Fling. It won't quite be spring, but it'll be looking forward to spring. So we've rescheduled them for March 7th, which is a Monday, at CGM. And then also March 18th at Fuschillo Park. Both will be at 11 a.m. And here's the thing. I know you'll keep the love in the air until we actually have these dances.
That's the 7th and the 18th, and anybody can call 311 to get information on the Spring Fling.
Yes.
Very nicely done. But you did have some vow renewals, though, even though.
Yes, we did. And that was, you know, getting a little dicey because of the weather. But last week, our town clerk, Wayne Wink, and I welcomed more than 60 couples to the Harbor Links Clubhouse in Port Washington for the annual Valentine's Day renewal ceremony. And it was wonderful. You saw couples who've been married for 40 years, 50 years, 60 years. There was even one couple who's been married, you ready? 74 years.
Wow.
74 years. I mean, there you go. And Otto has the picture of it.
Oh, really?
They actually attend the New Hyde Park Advisory Committee meeting every month.
Really?
This couple right here. And he's 97.
Oh, I know them.
And she's
okay.
92.
They sit at the very, okay.
Right. You kind of get the feeling like he's taking a bit of a nap, but he knows what's going on.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
For sure.
Right. And she definitely does.
Yeah. But, you know, it's so wonderful because you see couples who've been married for so long, and you know that when you're married all those years, you go through many experiences together.
Oh, gosh.
Some of them happy, some of them not so happy, many of them challenging. But the love that they've had, that they have, and that they continue to have,
mm-hmm.
keeps them together. And it's really just very touching to see.
I agree. I mean, there's couples that I see, you know, 40, 50, 60 years, they're the best of friends.
Yeah.
You have to be at that point. Otherwise, really, you should have gotten a divorce as far as I'm concerned.
You know,
it's like, why waste your time?
Yeah. You know? I'd say you have to accept each other as you are.
Right.
And there's an element of also growing together because,
mm-hmm.
you know, nobody grows in the same way.
Right.
So the couples that are successful, the ones that can accept each other for who they are, encourage each other, and really
agree to disagree.
Right, it's a truth, though.
With respect.
Occasion.
Yeah. Right?
With respect.
With respect.
Right. We don't always all agree. There's no question about that.
I
don't think that's usually a problem.
Another interesting thing is the adopt the hydrant, which is, especially in the snow, you know, that time of year, it's so important.
Well, this is a great initiative that we've started in the town. We've just introduced it. It encourages residents to adopt a hydrant near their home to make sure that that hydrant is cleared of snow. It's essential, especially for emergency responders, whether they're firefighters or EMS workers. If you're in an ambulance it's not an ambulance, but it's the firefighters, so they can locate and access a hydrant by keeping them clear of snow. And we're not expecting our seniors to, get out there and shovel snow. As a matter of fact, that's not a good idea. But what, you know, I am suggesting is that you can encourage neighbors, let your Boy Scouts, Girl Scout troops know about this. Grandchildren can adopt a hydrant. And that's what's important in terms of getting the job done.
I've even seen, like, driving around sometimes when garbage is the next day and they happen to be by a hydrant. They use that as to put the boxes and stuff. It's like it's hidden almost.
Exactly.
And it should be exposed so people can get to it.
No question about it. So, you know, if people can spread the word, adopt a hydrant, it's an informal, it's a voluntary program for homeowners. We're hoping that more and more people will let us know that they've done that. We actually have a few people who've sent in pictures showing that they've kept their hydrants clean and they're getting certificates.
Really? Oh.
Yeah, the certificates are very cute. They have little hydrants on them.
Right, that's nice.
Yeah. So if anybody wants more information about it, they can call 311. And if you're in an area that you can't reach 311, it's 869-6311.
Right.
Just to add a brief point to that, one of the things that we did an article not that many long ago about signs on your home, you know, your address
number. Right.
And along with the fire hydrant comes the fact that if they can't see your address, then they can't find you.
Right.
So it's a good idea to worry about keeping your home number visible also during the snow.
That is such a great point. And it's keeping your address visible during snow. But you'd be surprised how many homeowners don't have numbers that are visible even if there's not snow. I'm sure you've experienced, you're going to someone's house and you're looking for the address and you can't find the numbers. And so if ever there's a time of emergency, you don't want those first responders to have to be trying to figure out where the number of your house is. So,
well, I did
so
a very
important.
Informal survey for this article in the Pioneer newsletter, and I walked the streets in New Hyde Park, and I came up with a rough number of 10% mm-hmm. of the homes did not have an address on the house.
Wow.
And worse than that is a lot of them, maybe if they did, you had to really work to find it. And then if you went around at night, forget it.
That's it.
You couldn't see anything. You could see some, but a lot of them were not visible. So people should be very aware of the fact that it's important, because you don't know, and particularly seniors. I mean, we could have a problem, and they can't help you because they can't find you.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're calling police or ambulance at night. I agree.
Yeah.
And one thing that I saw in our house is we had this very nice sign. It was reflective, and it was in the middle of the bushes.
Yeah.
Except the bushes started growing, and I realized I can't see the sign anymore because, you know, the bushes
got too high.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
and
just,
that happens.
Yeah.
I just want to move on. Black History Month, which is basically ending, but I know it was
well
received.
Well, it's the month of February,
right, right.
And we've really spent the entire month acknowledging and celebrating Black History Month. The town has an annual Black History Month celebration. That took place earlier this month at the Yes We Can Community Center in Newcastle, and it was wonderful. It featured musical performances from local students, and what I thought was most important, recognition for residents, African-American residents who have given so much to our community. And so those residents were recognized, and we do that each year.
Right, okay.
Each council person gets to nominate someone, and I do as well.
Oh, really?
So,
okay,
yes,
okay.
Yes. And then the whole celebration was centered about a tribute to the hallowed sites of African-American memories,
right, right.
You know, within the town. So it was terrific, and we have an African-American display in Town Hall celebrating,
right.
You know, Black History Month. So we do, you know, what we can, and such a great sense of appreciation,
right.
For the
it's not
tremendous
that people
contributions.
Need to be acknowledged, but they enjoy it. You know, honestly, people work hard, and it's very nice once in a while to say, you're doing a great job, thanks for what you've done in the community. They're not doing it for that moment, but that moment definitely helps. They remember that moment.
The ones that ought to be recognized are the ones who are not doing it for recognition.
Right, right.
It's just how they're leading
exactly.
their lives.
Perfect. Actually, we're going to take our first break. You've been listening to Supervisor Judy Bosworth on 88.1 FM, wcwp.org. We'll be right back.